You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this third day of February. Let's check in on the weather forecast. Drew Lerner has an update on the Midwest and the planet.
Midwest weather will likely be a lot more tranquil over this next 5 to 7 days relative to that of the weekend. We are expecting to see another little disturbance or two, in fact, move across the region as we move out over time. The disturbances that are expected, though, will be weak weather systems that will not have a huge impact on travel across the region or adding to the deep snowpack that has already accumulated. With that said, though, there will be a little bit of additional accumulation in parts of the region. We'll expect our first disturbance to come out of the Dakotas, move across southern Minnesota and northern Iowa during the course of the day today, and by this evening working its way through Michigan, parts of northern Ohio, northern Indiana. This will likely produce a dusting upwards to an inch or two of snowfall, but not likely to be much more than that. Its follow-up system, though, will be a little bit more significant. This system will likely form overnight tonight in Nebraska, and it will move east-southeastward through the day tomorrow, bringing another round of snow to portions of southern Iowa, northern Missouri, northeastern Kansas, and ultimately into the lower Midwest as we go through the latter part of the day tomorrow and into Thursday morning. The snow event there will likely run anywhere from a dusting upwards to 2 to 3 inches in a few locations. Moisture content in these two disturbances will be low, but there will still be enough precipitation across the region to slow down some of the travel across the region. But both these systems will not be nearly as significant as what occurred over the weekend, obviously. Our temperature bias for this work week will likely continue to be mostly in a seasonably cool range. We'll expect to see a lot of afternoon temperatures today confined to the teens and 20s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while we'll see some 20s and 30s occurring in the south. May get up over 40 degrees today, though, from southeastern parts of Nebraska and eastern Kansas into portions of southern Illinois and a part of Kentucky. We'll look for the temperatures to cool down a little bit more tomorrow, though, as that little snow event works its way across the Midwest. Highs will be in the teens and 20s in most of the western Corn Belt, a few 30s in parts of Missouri, and we'll also see 20s and 30s occurring in the eastern parts of the Midwest with some 40-degree temperatures near the Ohio River. As we get into Thursday afternoon, those teens and 20s will overspread a big part of the Midwest. We'll have a few 30-degree temperatures near the Ohio River again and also in parts of Missouri. And then a bigger warm-up will likely begin to occur Friday and Saturday, with temperatures a lot more seasonable across the region. In fact, even a little warmer than normal in some of the southwestern crop areas. We'll look for some temperatures in the 50s, perhaps even some 60-degree temperatures in Kansas and a few Nebraska locations. Most of the 40s and 50s, though, will occur from southern Iowa and parts of Missouri into the Ohio River Basin. The areas further north will still be quite a bit cooler, with 20s and 30s likely. Our low temperatures coming up over the next couple of nights will slowly rebound, but will still be quite chilly. Positive negative single-digit readings will occur in the far northwestern Corn Belt overnight tonight. A lot of other areas in the heart of the Midwest will see temperatures mostly in the teens and 20s, a few single digits from northern Iowa and southern Minnesota into parts of Michigan. We'll look for the coldest air for this week to occur on Thursday. We'll look for the lows in the positive negative single digits in most of the western Corn Belt. Temperatures in the positive single digits and teens will occur further to the east. South America's forecast today has not changed at all. We're still looking at well-timed precipitation for both Brazil and Argentina. It may take 2 weeks, though, for all areas to get rain at one time or another. There will be some pockets of dryness to keep an eye on, but nothing extreme.
That's meteorologist Drew Lerner, and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.